From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The presidential candidates are campaigning for votes in key swing states today. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is in Virginia. He says President Obama's economic plan for the U.S. is an utter failure.
With the unemployment level having stuck above 8% for 43 straight months, we remember that the president promised that if we let him borrow almost $1 trillion, he'd never let it reach 8%. It's been above 8% ever since.
President Obama says the reason the United States is in economic trouble is because of failed policies of prior Republican leaders.
After all that we have been through, do we really think that it would make sense to roll back regulations on Wall Street?
No.
That somehow that's going to help small business women expand or laid off construction workers keep their homes? Let me tell you that. We have been there. We've tried what they're peddling. It didn't work.
Mr. Obama is on a two-day bus tour of Florida. Mr. Romney will attend a NASCAR event later today in Richmond, Virginia. The National Weather Service says it appears a tornado touched down in a beachfront area of New York City. There aren't any reported injuries and damage appears small, but residents like Lizanne Mayer were surprised when they saw something swirling.
Kind of had then like a funneling effect with the water, and then kind of got more concentrated as it went across over to like Sheepshead Bay area in Brooklyn.
The weather affected the U.S. Open tennis tournament, which is held in the area. Tonight's women's final between Serena Williams and Victoria Azarenka has been put off until tomorrow. Six civilians, including children, are dead in the wake of an attack by a 14-year-old suicide bomber near NATO's headquarters in Kabul. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The U.S.-led NATO coalition is condemning the attack, saying in a statement, quote, "Forcing underage youth to do their dirty work again proves the insurgency's despicable tactics." The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, in which the bomber rode right up to the NATO gates on a bicycle in an area where children often sell gum and other goods. This a day after the U.S. designated the Haqqani Network as a terrorist organization. It's been blamed for a number of high-profile attacks in Afghanistan's capital. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Pakistan has released a young Christian girl from prison who was accused of burning pages from a Quran. She has been caught up in Pakistan's severe blasphemy law. It can mean a death sentence for those who desecrate a Quran. Her supporters say she was set up, and a Muslim cleric has been arrested and charged with hiding the Quran pages in her bag to make it appear that she burned them. The cleric has denied the charge. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Italian and NATO rescue crews continued their search today for shipwreck survivors off the Italian island of Lampedusa. The victims were from Tunisia. 56 people were rescued. One person died. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli says at least 50 more people are missing.
Survivors said there had been at least 100 people on board when the 33-foot-long boat began sinking. Lampedusa, closer to Africa than the Italian mainland, is a frequent destination of North African smugglers. The shipwreck followed the recent deaths of 61 migrants, mostly Syrians and Palestinians, after their boat sank off Turkey. Amnesty International said EU governments must do more to rescue and assist the destitute people who arrive on their shores. And Human Rights Watch said Mediterranean rescue operations are hampered by poor coordination, disincentives for commercial vessels to conduct rescues, and emphasis on border enforcement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At least 80 people died in Friday's double earthquake in southwestern China. Thousands of buildings were damaged in the rural area, and rescue crews are trying to get to isolated communities. They're clearing roads of boulders and setting up tent camps for survivors. The region has seen damaging quakes before. In 2008, more than 87,000 people died in a huge earthquake in southwestern Sichuan province. Delegates to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit are gathered in eastern Russia, talking about the global economy. China and Russia both urged member nations to invest more in their economies, and they are urging member nations of APAC to keep inflation low. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.